Hey, welcome to today's conversation. Today we're going to be diving into boundaries in life and business because it's such an important conversation to have if you are here to make an impact, if you want to have a great life and not feel like your dreams and what it is that you truly want is always on the back burner and you never have time to do the things that you want to do. My name is Deidre Soriani and I'm the host of the show, and I'm really excited to be diving into this conversation because I actually just had this conversation with a client earlier this week, and we were in conversation around certain things that she needed to do in her business in order to move her business forward. And she said, "Well, Dee, my family was in town. Oh, Dee, this event was happening. All of these reasons why she wasn't moving things forward." And then I asked her, "Are you having a hard time creating boundaries with people in your life?" And she's like, "I am having a hard time creating boundaries with people in my life." And I had another conversation with a client around this a couple months ago. She said that her friends are always calling her to go for lunch and go to dinner and do all these things. And because of all of these fun invitations and people in her life, it's hard to move extra things forward. So the solution to it is boundaries, my friends. And how we can really share boundaries in a loving way is tell people, like, "Hey, listen, I'd love to do that thing with you. And I'm not available on these days or during these times because I have other things that I'm working on. But outside of these times, like, let's do the lunch. Let's do the dinner." In my business specifically, I have my Fridays open most of the time for social days. So I can go to lunch with people, I can hop on Zooms, I can like go traveling, I can do whatever I want on Friday. So that's kind of my flex day. So for me, if someone's like, "Oh, I'd love to go for lunch with you this week," or, "I'd love to do this thing, and I have other projects that I'm really working on moving forward," I'd say, "Love it. Like, how does Friday sound for you?" So boundaries, a lot of the time with our business and our time and all of that, really just has to do with choosing certain days of availability and having conversations. It's that simple. But for the purpose of simplifying it even more, because for me, I used to be a huge people pleaser and boundaries scared the shit out of me. Like, I'm not joking. I used to be so afraid to create boundaries with people. In my first business, like over a decade ago, I owned and ran a yoga business. And I had a certain client that was driving me crazy. I did in-home yoga and wellness programs, and also corporate and also in studio. And one of my clients, I'd go to their place 2 or 3 times a week and multiple weeks in a row. As I was leaving my house to go and do a yoga session in their home, I would get a cancellation and I was so frustrated. I remember being so frustrated because I was turning down other opportunities, maybe to go hang out with friends or do certain things in the evening. And I was already in my car about to travel 15 to 20 minutes to go to their place, and I was getting a cancellation literally on my way there. Can you say frustrating, right? But little young D, the young version of me, I used to have such a hard time saying no to people. I had a really hard time asking for what I wanted or what I needed. So when it came to actually creating a boundary or an agreement with these clients, I was so stressed out about it, and it was very, very difficult for me to do it. And then I remember one day being on the phone with this client and saying, "These last minute cancellations, are really starting to throw my schedule off because there are other clients and opportunities and things I could be filling with my time. So moving forward, if you need to cancel, I'm going to need 24-hour notice so that if other things come up, I can say yes to going to them. And or if it's under so many hours notice, I'm going to have to charge you a late cancellation fee, which is going to be 50% of what it would be for me to fulfill on what I normally would do on these private sessions." And guess what happened? My client was like, "Oh my gosh, no problem. That's no big deal. Please charge me for the last couple of sessions because I totally canceled last minute, and that totally is not okay." And I was just like, "Oh my gosh, this was so easy. How have I not known about this sooner?" And the thing is, when you're able to properly communicate boundaries, most of the time it's going to work in your favor and people are going to understand you. Every once in a while, it's not, but that's okay. Your job in this life isn't to make everyone happy. It's literally impossible to make everyone happy. Absolutely impossible to make everyone happy. Or you can try to make everyone else happy, but in the process, you're not going to be happy. Okay, I'm going to say that again. So you can focus on making everyone else happy, people pleasing, the shit out of everyone. And then at the end of the day, you're not happy with yourself and how you're showing up, and your dreams are on the back burner, and you feel purposeless and you don't feel like yourself anymore. That's what happens when we don't ask for what we need, when we don't have boundaries, when we don't put our dreams and ourself and our health and all the things that are important to us first. So boundaries are key. So boundaries can just look like, hey, I'd love to do that thing with you, but I'm not available during these times. Or, you know what, a boundary that I have, which isn't even like, I'm just thinking about it as a boundary right now. My phone is always, the ringer is always off. So for me, if I'm working, like right now as I'm shooting this video for you, people can call me, but there's not going to be a ringer, there's not going to be a buzz. I'm not getting interrupted. So that's kind of like a boundary that I've created with myself and my availability, but also people getting a hold of me. So there's all these little things that we can do in our life and business to create boundaries and space. So sometimes it's agreements, if you're with your clients around what I just mentioned, the thing with my yoga business, right? I was like, I can't keep getting calls, literally, like as I'm on my way to this person's place, that they're canceling. That's not fun. I'm gonna start resenting my client, and that's not a fun place to be. And that has to do sometime with not really sharing the agreements up front with people, which can be a thing that maybe you're facing in your business right now, right? And so that could be around your phone, when you're available, when you're not available. So for me and my business and my coaching business, I'm available Monday to Friday between like 10 and 4 p.m. for certain clients of mine. But after those times, I'm not available. I don't respond. I don't get back to people because it's outside of my working hours. And so another way to establish boundaries is when you're available and when you're not available for work. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're in like the hustle culture and the, just trying to make everyone happy, you're probably burning out. You might be resentful. And you probably don't feel like the person or the version of you that you used to be, with all the energy, with all that light, with all that joy. I know I've been there before, where it's like I've done all these things and I was trying to make everyone happy, and then I was like, why am I even doing this, right? And I know it was like that in my yoga business for sure. So boundaries can also look around, can also be around when you're available for work and when you're not available for work. And that can be with yourself. So it can be with your clients of when you're available to respond to emails, when you're available to hop on calls, when you're not available. And also, this can be boundaries around your time, like what time is for you. For me, evenings, my evenings, I don't work in the evenings unless I'm working on something I'm really excited about behind the scenes, right? Like a book or a project or something specific that's like lighting me up in the moment. But as far as my regular work goes, I'm not available in the evenings, right? And I don't work on the weekends. So when you start to look at your life and your business, what would make you the happiest version of you? Like, what are the boundaries? What are the rules that you have to have in place for yourself to feel empowered, to feel the way that you want to feel? And those are the things that you need to decide on and get clear on. And by choosing that and going all the way through it, you're going to create a life that you love, a business that you love. Like, I started this business years ago, because I was like, I want to be able to work part-time hours, a couple days a week, and I want to be able to make great money and also have time, location, and financial freedom so that when I have kids in the future, I can be a stay-at-home mom and really involved with my kids if I want to do that. And so I decided that at the beginning of my coaching business years ago. And that has been a consistent thing throughout the years of this business around boundaries around my time, what I'm available for, and what I'm not available for. So, how we create boundaries, one of the things you can do right now is you can look at what are things that are like leaking my energy? What are the things that are draining, my life force? Is it a challenging client? Why is that client challenging? Do you have to establish some boundaries, right? Are they your ideal client, right? Where are you feeling drained? What relationships do you feel like you're constantly potentially saying yes to, but you're not voicing your needs? Where do you need to close your laptop? What time of the day do you need to close your laptop and say, I'm done for the day? I've done enough. I'm gonna take some time for me. What are the times of the day that you have to have boundaries with yourself and be like, it's time to go to the gym. It's time to go exercise. It's time to go and do that thing. And where can you have better boundaries with your phone and being on technology and consuming potentially pointless content that's not supporting you in a space of growth, right? So boundaries of all kinds are so important. This can be with what you're available for and not available for. That can be your schedule. That can be the types of relationships you're available for and not available for. One of the things that has been so nice for me that I've really given my gift, given myself the gift of over the past couple of years is just releasing people from my life that are not bringing joy or abundance or fulfillment, or they're not bringing something to the table that feels like, ah, oh, this feels like a nice friendship or a nice partnership or something that is of value. Or specifically, people that are trying to tear me down or are judgmental or trying to compete with me or whatever the thing is. I'm more aware of those signs and symptoms earlier on in my relational dynamics with people, and I don't let certain people as close to me. So keeping my inner circle tight has been an absolute game changer. So boundaries in business can look like what you're available for, what you're not available for. Also boundaries with yourself of where do I need to show up more? Where do I need to give myself more space? And where am I saying yes when maybe I want to say no? And what are some of the obligations and things that I'm doing because I feel like I should, but they're not really aligned with my vision of making me a better version of myself or my future or my goals. And I'm just doing it to be a good person versus really honoring yourself, because those are two different things. Being a nice person is the person that people pleases but secretly feels resentful. And oftentimes ends up being passive aggressive and causes a lot of stress and chaos in their life, their own life. And that kind of leaks energetically to those relationships, but maybe it's not spoken about. And then the good person's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be in integrity with myself. I'm going to honor myself. I'm going to create boundaries and I'm going to express what I'm available for and what I'm not available for. I'll give you another example. Another client of mine. Years ago, he was not doing well in his relationship with his partner, and he was super frustrated at work. And he's like, I just don't even want to run this business anymore. Like, he was done. And I think it was our second or third coaching session. I was like, hey, listen, I want you to go into work tomorrow, and I want you to tell people you are not available for conversations after 6 o'clock at night. Okay, after 6 o'clock, you're not available. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, they're not going to stop calling me because da 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 da. Like all these reasons why his employees were going to continue to call him and bug him during his off hours. Okay. And of course, his wife didn't like that because he's home from work. And guess what? He's on the phone talking to people at work all night and she's making dinner and they're barely spending any time together. That doesn't feel good as someone's spouse, right? So the next day he goes to work and he says, I'm not available after 6 o'clock. And then I got him to share, unless it's an emergency. And then he defined what the emergency was, right? So then the next day, guess what? Nobody called him. And the next day, nobody called him. And the next day, nobody called him. And then him and I had our coaching session about a week later. And he's like, you're not going to believe it, D. Nobody called me. I'm like, huh, weird. You just had to establish a boundary and tell people that that's the time that you're off, and also define when you would be available for an emergency, and then define what an emergency is. So then let's take it a little bit further. Let's say that his employee or an employee were to call him the next day, and so were to answer, and he's like, hey, what's up? What's the emergency? And the employee was like, oh, there's no emergency. Two things can happen. He can be like, oh, you can remind him, well, you know, I'm only available after 6 o'clock if it's an emergency. Would remind the employee, oh, okay, oops, made a mistake, it's just a habit. That would be a boundary establishment. And then that would again train the employee, the person that's used to calling him, not to call him anymore. Or two, he could continue talking to him like he always has and he could not have the boundary in place for himself. Again, training his employee that what he says doesn't really matter and he actually is available after 6 o'clock. So, a big part with these boundaries with ourselves, with others in our business is that if we say something, we need to stand by it. We need to be in integrity with ourselves. And the more that you are in integrity with yourself, the better you're going to feel, right? So that is what I wanted to talk about today in today's conversation around boundaries in your life, boundaries in business. What are some things that you can take care of this week? Maybe conversations that you can have around creating some boundaries and some more spaciousness and some rules that feel really good for you in your business. And I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please make sure to leave a review, take a snapshot, feel free to send it to us at hello@radicallyaligned.com, and we will send you a copy of my book, Turn Your Light On, as a gift for doing that. And yeah, boundaries in business. I'd love to hear what resonated for you. If you're watching live on YouTube, comment below or shoot us an email at hello@radicallyaligned.com. Looking forward to chatting with you and sharing more in the next episode.